Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
See, Sam's getting into it, too. All right, Jordan, I see you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vampire Diaries Season 3, Episode 12, Postcards from the Edge After Show. No, this is not the originals. Yes, we started with the same song on both shows tonight, but you know what? We had so much fun with it last time, we decided, if it's so nice, do it twice. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter, at the Tiana Hobson. And I've got my three lovely co-hosts here. My ho-host. That too. Happy Valentine's Day, girls.
I'm back, guys.
Sam Davidson. Welcome back.
Thank you. You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm so glad to be back with you guys.
And Miss Katie Says Yay Campbell.
Woo, yay, hi. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. And I think we should start every after show with this song.
I know, I like this song.
When the beat drops, it's just like, yeah. And Jordana Morphin.
What's up, guys? You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana _ Morphin.
You got my Oprah voice, by the way, in case you didn't catch that. You got Oprah. So, overall thoughts on Friday night's episode of Vampire Diaries. I know that we all have had mixed feelings about where the show is going, so I want to start with Sam because she's already giving me the side eye. I got some things to say.
I do. I've missed the past couple episodes, but I've not been a fan of really any of them since we came back from the winter break, and this episode was a little bit better. I'm glad that we're getting to see more Bonnie Enzo stuff. And just other characters that are not Stefan and Damon. But it was the best out of the three we've seen so far.
Yeah. Out of the last three.
Out of the last three, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I kind of like this one more than the other two. I've been watching a lot of season one recently, and I just really miss season one. Oh, I love this show. But, you know, and I can't miss season one because we've just gone so far. You know, and it's part of the past of everything, but I like where we're going still. I don't know.
Want to get there?
Yeah.
Because I'm just overweighting. Yeah. I just need to get there already. I'm a millennial. I don't like to wait for things. I like it now, and I like just get it over with. But Jordana,
this episode, out of the past three, it has been my favorite. Just a lot more has happened. But at the same time, me and Sam were talking about this before. I don't know how to feel. I don't know. I don't know how to feel right now with everything that's going on.
Yeah, I just feel as though I'm watching, like, a dying thing, literally.
Really?
Slowly.
Yeah, slowly, and I hate that, and I wanted to start rewatching season one. Me and Jordana were talking about that, too, and I was like, it's going to be too sad.
You know, I want them to get back, you know, to get to the point of the 3 years from now thing, because I think that's interesting. I want to see the twins grown up. I want to know what they're like. If they're siphoning Caroline's power right now, what are they like then? Mm-hmm. I want to know more about that. I want to know more about this Huntress thing, although I'm not really sure I'm on board with this whole Raina thing. Yeah, I need to know more about her, but that's the whole thing. Give me more. Give me the 3 years from now. When are we going to catch up?
That's what I want to know, too. Sorry, I was researching some other things for
a later time.
So let's get into tonight's episode, though, because I know that we have a lot to discuss because a lot did happen. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Also, have you guys noticed that in the past, like, was that last? No, the first episode back, they kind of ripped off, not ripped off, but did the Groundhog Day kind of spin. Uh-huh. Tonight, it was Fight Club.
Yeah.
So I'm like, where's the,
you know?
They're doing their own twist on both of them, but it just doesn't feel natural to this show what it is.
You know, with this whole fight thing, it kind of reminded me of a little bit of the originals, though, with the boxing ring.
Yes, and I actually have some facts from Julie about the comparisons between the two. We'll save that for later. I want to talk about Caroline first. Well, maybe a little Steriline. So Caroline is finally writing back to Elena again in her diary to catch her up on life. Stefan comes in and he's talking to her and she's chowing down on fries and like, I love you. Are you talking about the fries or me? Do you really want me to decide?
Yeah.
And then she kind of collapses and passes out because she starts having this pain from the babies.
How pregnant is she at this point?
She looks pretty pregnant. I feel like she has to have the kids like anytime soon.
When she first passed out, I was like, oh, she's going into labor or something. Or they're going to, the babies are going to come. You know, if it's not labor, there's something going on, so we need to get the babies out. But she said they're a few more weeks, I guess, they have to keep cooking in the oven.
Yeah, and I feel like they can't. I mean, I don't think it can be a couple more months either because if this is happening to her, like, she can die any second, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I was mostly nervous about her going to the hospital because I didn't know what test the doctors would run and find out that she's, her blood is not completely human.
Yeah, that was one of my questions because the doctor was like, hey, like, it's, you know, acting as though she's human and obviously those blood tests are not going to be normal.
Well, either the, you know, doctor's in on what's going on or they're being compelled or not to say anything or this is going to be a little weird, these blood tests, but don't freak out. Don't get alarmed.
Yeah, maybe. I wish they would tell us, though, because it doesn't make any sense for her to just be like a normal human being.
Yeah, right. With growing babies inside of her. Mm-hmm. So the babies are, what we learn is because they call Valerie over because they look at her hand and it's starting to desiccate. You know, because we find out that they are actually siphons and they're sucking her magical vampire blood out of her body. Did anyone else's mind go straight to, is this the new cure? Is Caroline going to be human in the future 3 years from now? And no one else's mind went to that. That's where my mind went.
Oh, my goodness. But wait, if they siphon the magic out of her, though, she's going to be dead.
Yeah, she's going to die.
That's what I was concerned about. But I don't know, maybe they siphon just the magical blood out and still keep her, but she's dead.
Like, her whole body's just
dead. Well, we did say, like I said in one of the first few episodes of the season, that in the flash forwards 3 years from now, she seems superhuman.
Yeah.
Like, not superhuman, but weirdly unvampire-like. Yeah.
Maybe that's why Matt was being nicer to her, or maybe it's just because of all the history, but...
But I'm glad Sam brought that up because, I mean, everyone knows I talk to my mom about this show a lot. And today I was talking to her and I was telling her my idea of how maybe this is how Caroline goes to being human. And that's why she's kind of with Alaric and the kids in the future. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I can't remember if any of the flashbacks we've seen, if we've seen Caroline do anything vampire related or if they mentioned using vervain to knock her out in any way, shape or form. Because you're right, she did look very fragile when she's sitting there doing the newscast.
Yeah, and she didn't fight back, really, when she got taken. So,
I don't know. That's a really interesting point. Hmm.
So, we'll see. But the babies are sucking the stuff out of her, the blood out of her, and basically killing her. So, Valerie, who, I mean, talk about a love triangle, right?
She's back.
She's back, first of all. And how do you go from being with Stefan and kind of the antichrist of like this whole relationship over here to being like part of the group, and she's kind of the third wheel, but she's someone that they lean on and trust.
Yeah, I'm glad that I kind of like her like that, though. I want her to help them, and I, you know, what they had was what they had, and it was a long time ago, and what is now is what is now, and it's Stefan and Caroline, and she should respect that, and she is, and I don't know, I definitely did not think she was going to be this nice when I first met her character, but I like her, kind of.
You guys, what did I
know,
say?
I liked her from the beginning.
I was a fan from the beginning. I just had a feeling she was going to turn out to be nice. I am still a little worried about her because you never know, obviously things are going to turn around, but I do like that she is taking care of Caroline and that she does care, you know, and is helping her out.
But
it's
also
probably because, you know, Stefan as well.
Well, but we know that in the future they're together. Stefan and Valerie are together 3 years in the future, and that could very well be due to her like manipulative ways. I still don't trust her, and I think she knows a lot more about what's going on with these babies than I think she's helping, but I still think that she knows more, and maybe she knows that, like, oh, she might die. Good for me. Maybe I'll just shut my mouth and let it happen.
Oh no.
That's very true.
That's negative. I'm sorry.
Thank you to the chat, by the way. They're basically saying my prediction is shit because Caroline was staked in the flash forward, so she would still be a vampire.
Oh.
So
oh, okay.
I mean, they didn't say it was that. I'm just putting words in their mouth right now.
Right.
But I don't know. Valerie, there's a lot of things that bother me about her, and there's a lot of things that I like about her. Mm-hmm. But like I said last week, it's hard. As I'm watching these episodes, I'm watching Caroline telling Valerie after she gives her the talisman, no, go be with Stefan because I need someone to protect him. I need to know he's okay. Don't stay with me. Go with her. I see her pushing her there. So in my mind, I'm thinking, is this the start of when they start getting back together and when him and Caroline, you see her, him pushing her away because of what he's been through in hell, and you see her pushing Valerie towards him, and I'm like, ah, is this why they're not together?
But I like what she said to her. She's like, you just sent Stefan over there to kill Julian for you. I don't think she was necessarily doing that. Valerie wasn't doing that, but I love that Caroline pointed that out, because that is Caroline. She gets a little, you know, jealous, and she wants to make sure that she brings that up. So even if she is accidentally pushing Valerie towards Stefan, I feel like she's going to clue on to that, and it's not going to be so easily happening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I just think that it's dumb. Like, possibly Caroline is half doing it on purpose. Maybe she's afraid she's going to really die or is going to have to raise these children. Because she does know in the back of her mind, I think, even though she said she's just going to give them to Alaric, that she's going to want something to do with these children's lives. And if with her, it's either all or nothing. Mm-hmm. She can't just be, like, a part-time mom. She will be the best mom ever that's so devoted to them.
I just think we've already been seeing, like, the space that's happening between them. Like, Stefan's, you know, has his own problems right now. Caroline has her baby bump right now to deal with. So I just think the separation is going to drive Valerie a little bit closer.
And that's my thing. If we didn't know what we know from 3 years in the future, I wouldn't be second-guessing anything in their relationship right now. It would be kind of like, oh, okay, he's still getting over this, so he needs a little space. Oh, she's looking after him, so she's sending another girl over there to look after him. But because we know what we know, I'm looking at it like, oh my gosh, she's basically setting them up right now, and she doesn't even know it. But, I mean, that's just me and my crazy.
I can see that, too.
Yeah, reasons why Sienna's single, because she's a crazy girlfriend. Yeah!
I love that look you just gave.
Yes, love! Okay, so while Valerie and Stefan are still away, Caroline, I love the little pep talk she gives to the babies when she's like, look, guys, I don't know what's going on in there, but I need you guys to have a little self-control. I know my blood is yummy, but you have a little bit longer to eat up, and then her whole body.
Right. Yeah. They didn't listen.
Those kids are, look, they are siphons, just like Kai was a siphon. Same bloodline. I'm not putting any bad wishes on Alaric's children, but I'm just saying that family has a line of some stuff, and they're innocent children right now, but...
Well, they're gonna be, one of them's gonna end up killing the other eventually. Well,
one of them's gonna be like Uncle Kai.
Yeah. Well, a little crazy. Not necessarily, like, this thing of Luke and, was it Luke and Liv?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they, both of them, like, they weren't, neither of them were bad, per se, but one of them did end up kind of having to kill the other.
Well, it would make for a good storyline of craziness.
I don't like Hunger Games because I hate seeing children get killed, but that's just a very disturbing storyline to me.
Well, maybe like in the future. I'm not talking about dying as children, you know?
I know, but even thinking about it, we're going to get to know these little girls. They're so cute. Oh, one of them's going to have to kill the other one day. It's true.
I mean, that's already trying to kill Caroline.
Did we talk about this before or no? Because obviously before it was Kai and Joe, and then Liv and
Luke.
Yeah, and it was a girl and a boy, Now it's two girls.
Mm.
But their dad had a brother, right?
Mm. Oh, is that
what? I think it was their dad who had, like, it was two boys, and he talked about...
They just have to be twins.
Okay, all right.
I think. I could be completely wrong in the chat. I'm sure will let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys. My internet's not working. I'm trying to talk to y'all.
Do we have to go on with the Gemini Coven?
I mean, right now, there's no one left. So, in order to create more, it feels like it might get a little incestual.
Right.
But I don't know how covens work. Maybe you can add in other people. They're like, hey, you know what? I don't like my coven. I want to be a part of yours.
I don't think it works like that.
No, because Joe and Alaric are having babies, and Alaric's not part of the coven. So it's not. It doesn't have to be incestual, but I'm saying, do we have to keep on with this, you know, twins have to kill each other because it's a Gemini coven thing, or do can we just stop it?
Last week, Alaric did say he wanted to take his kids away from all this stuff. Yeah. So if they don't know about it, then they don't necessarily have to go through with it either. But I think the more he tries to hide it from him, stuff will start coming up and they'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
Things will end badly. Okay. Sorry, Caroline. Love you, girl, but we got to talk about this Fight Club. Because, oh my. That was some... It was just so much.
It was a lot. I was watching it by myself without you guys, and I was like, I couldn't even watch it. It was just too much.
So we have Damon, who still is emotional and figuring out his life after living in hell and burning Elena's body, which we still have not gotten confirmation because they barely mentioned Tyler at all this episode. Yeah. And so I don't know Tyler's side of the story of what happened.
And the 3 years from now.
Yeah, Tyler's not dead.
Yeah.
The 3 years from now, Tyler's not dead, but 3 years from now, Damon wakes up next to Elena's body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's, I still need answers for that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's still thinking that he did it at this point, and he is filled with guilt and basically is like, look, I don't deserve to live. I deserve to die. And he goes on kind of like a death walk of shame. He starts by pulling over that poor innocent Cooper guy and, you know, basically making him drive him, and then he tells him, I can't imagine caring about anyone ever again, not a single solitary soul. And
just a bad Damon coming out.
Yeah,
it just reminds me of season one.
Yeah. Season one Damon.
Okay, so this is what one of the things I'm so frustrated about with this show right now is Damon's character, because we saw him start off like he was bad. He was the villain. And we've seen him grow into this kind of loving person. And I just feel like I've been his therapist. I know everything about him. And now this show is just changing his character completely and is basically saying to the viewers, like, screw you. You've watched all this. Let's just tear it apart. There needs to be something consistent. Yeah, he can regress, but...
The reason I think why he regressed so far, so back to the beginning, is because this is the biggest thing that could ever happen to him. This is the love of his life, and he just killed her. So, I mean, nothing matters anymore. I feel like that kind of justified it for me as to why he went so far back.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to stay there.
I don't think so either, but I do agree with Katie. I don't think that you could have had Damon do what he's done and not fall back to this far, because that wouldn't have been true to his character either, because you had the one tiny ray of sunshine that was Elena in his life, and then when he took that away from himself, it's all darkness again. Elena was the only light he had, and the only reason he was a better person was Elena.
Yeah.
So with her not around, I think you do see him go back into season one type of Damon, which, I mean... He was a bad boy, but I was still like, hey, Damon.
Yeah. He wasn't this bad. Like, Gemini at 9857 just said Damon is very repetitive, no growth. And we do see that every season. He does kind of, like, always go back to his old ways. But maybe I'm just getting sick of it. And I, like, would just like to see a continuation of his story.
I think he'll come out of it, for sure. But I see what you guys are saying. It's the love of his life is gone. Like, he has nothing else. He probably doesn't want to live anymore because, like you said, that was the only ray of sunshine that kept him going and motivated in life. And now it's just, especially thinking that he killed her. Imagine. And that's what he said to Cooper, right?
He's like, I burned her alive is what he actually said.
So romantic.
Cooper ran over his girlfriend's cat.
I mean,
and I haven't told him.
He deserved to die.
No, but, like, that's bad.
That is bad. I'm no animal hater, but running over your girlfriend's cat and burning your girlfriend alive are kind of a little different. But, I mean, R.I.P. cat. Okay,
yeah.
R.I.P. You
poor
get a shout out tonight, cat. But Damon goes to Julian, kills one of his guys, which he's already been told if he ever did that again, Julian was going to feed his remains to Stefan.
Barf.
So Julian realizes, hey, you know what? I played a part in this. I understand. I know why you're doing this. He tells Julian that he burned Elena's body. And he's like, I have the perfect plan for you.
He's awful.
And he takes him to his fight club.
I don't like Julian.
I don't like him either. And he just likes to see them suffer. I mean, like, I understand. I don't know. It's just...
But, you know, like, I don't like that part about him. But I also don't really like the scenes with Julian. I don't know. I just am, like, kind of over... I wanted to know what was happening. Like, is he still having the effects from the Phoenix Stone or not? I don't think that's going to be answered.
Who, Julian?
Yeah. I don't see that. Like, how long does that last? And what was that exact moment that... made him stop? Was it Lily actually really dying?
I don't know what it was, but even though we didn't see the effects of the stone on him, he has been out of the stone for a long time at this point. Between all that happened in the first half of the season, and then we had kind of a 3-month jump, I believe, was what they said, between how long Damon had been asleep and when he woke up. So it has been some time, and I feel that everything that's happening right now is a very short amount of time. It's within days of each other type of thing. So I do think that he probably did suffer through some things. We just didn't get to see it.
Right. Well,
I just feel like he's still crazy. Like, the things that he's doing, I mean, I feel... Like, obviously, Damon's still hallucinating and stuff. I would hope that Julian is still hallucinating and whatnot, because it's just awful. Like, I mean, I understood he was... awful being,
I think we saw even from the flashbacks we saw at the beginning of the season, we saw that Julian was never a good guy. So regardless of being in the stone or not, he just wasn't a good person.
You know, and at that point, when we got those flashbacks, I wanted to know more about what he was actually doing. What was he like back then? And what he was running away from Mystic Falls all those years ago. Why they had to leave right then. Why he killed Valerie and Stefan's baby. Like... But we just never got those answers.
I
don't like
his I just thought about this right now. When Valerie brought him the card, the Reyna card, but he did look really afraid.
I think when we get Reyna in there, we'll find out more, because I think that's what he was running from when he took them to Europe.
And that's what Valerie mentioned, something about where are you going to go or like where are you going next, or you know.
Yeah, and they even made a reference to how Reyna chased them throughout Europe for most of a century and stuff. So I wonder if they ran into Klaus and them running away from their dad in Europe.
Wouldn't it be so cool if the crossover episode was part Flash? Flashback, and like when the original, like 100, 200 years ago, and it's like the originals running into heretics, like looking at how their paths crossed, like, and then present day, them like seeing them again. That would be pretty cool. But the fans are saying that they really wish that they killed Julian instead of Lily if they like had to pick, which is a great point, because I love Annie Wershing. I just still can't believe they killed her character.
I still want her back so bad.
I do too.
Me too. But guys, I kind of like Julian. I'm the only one, and I am excited for Reyna to be introduced.
Here's the thing. I like what his character brings. I don't like him.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody tweeted me, Sammy5690, that the hunter was after Julian, and maybe since Stefan was the one that killed and staked Julian, the hunter's now after him, and that's the reason why, which I thought that's an interesting
because we do have some information about that crossover episode that I'll talk about later, but that actually would make sense and play into it. So back to the fight club. Damon is fighting everyone and winning. And he's like, I need more blood. I need more.
Hearts in my hands.
Yeah. And Julian steps in and is like, I got next then. Let's do this. And that's when Stefan comes in and is like, Damon, what are you doing? Don't do this. Stefan always trying to save his brother, which is what we saw last week. And he's still doing it now.
Well, that's what we need.
I think you need him around, because Damon does make really dumb decisions. But I also do believe that him always stepping in and not just letting Damon pay for what he's done type of stuff does hold him back. Not that I want Damon to die, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he wants to see his brother die. That's
I even loved what he said. He was like, look, if Julian kills you, I'm going to kill him, and everyone in this place is going to rip my heart out.
That made him think, oh, okay, maybe I should go outside with you.
Your actions do have repercussions, not just for yourself, but for those around you, your friends and family. And Julian tries to play into the fact that he doesn't have any friends and he's pushed everyone away. But then you have Stefan who keeps coming back for him.
Because he said that
And then he went and killed Julian anyway. So now Damon and Stefan are going to have to fight off Julian's guys.
Oh, God. Technically, no one knows that Stefan did it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah. They were under the cloaks. No one could even see that he was sitting, that he was there. Julian was sitting there.
Loved that.
Let her know.
That was really smart of him.
Yeah.
Smart move.
After a couple more shots, people are going to just look over and be like, oh, shit. When he died, when'd you get here, Julian? Oh my gosh!
They're just really bad vampires. Yeah. They didn't hear it or anything.
No, our Valerie's a really good.
She's good.
Heritage.
Well, yeah. You want to know what too? We keep on saying there's all these things that are happening between Stefan and Valerie that are bringing them closer together. This is going to be one of them. That's a huge secret, and no one can find. You know, even if like one of like Mary Louise or. What's her name?
Nora
finds out, they'll be pissed,
too. You don't think Stefan can tell Caroline about it?
I don't know. They might keep it, like, a big secret thing.
I can see it being a secret.
And then Caroline being, like, all hormonal from having babies growing inside her body and being like, well, what are you guys hiding? Why can't you tell me? Why do you guys have secrets? And
yeah, it's like, I'm trying to protect you. Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this moment, though. I knew it was coming, and I just... I don't know.
It had whatever.
But the big question, is he gone?
I think so.
Or will he be back in some way?
I think he'll be gone. Back.
I think
Isn't
it was
he, like, gone? Because once they're stabbed in the heart.
But it was too easy.
It was anticlimactic, right?
Yeah. Julian has been this horrible character since he got there and raising hell and just all this stuff. And for him to die in the cloak of something else, it just felt so... unrewarding for the fans to see him go out.
But you know what? I think there's a new thing coming, and it's the Huntress, and so that's the big bad. And I actually did think at one point, oh, Julian's, like, really bad, and he's going to cause so many problems for the rest of the season. But
something bigger.
This last episode, I just felt like they were not my favorite scenes with him. I think they just let his character just go, that I was like, all right, he's going to die. And when it happened, I was like... you know what? He's been annoying and he's been causing trouble, so goodbye,
Julian. That's exactly what I'm thinking, too, because what has he been doing? He's just been in Mystic Falls, being drunk, causing problems, partying, killing people. Like, nothing has happened. You know, we haven't seen anything... Obviously, we never seen anything good for him, but, like, nothing has happened where you're like, okay, we need him around right now, you know?
Well, that's what it's so fun about this show, because they turn villains sometimes into useful characters because you can team up with them and use whatever power they have. Kind of like Valerie. Valerie wasn't a villain, but...
Or even Enzo.
Yeah.
Enzo has been on our side, against us, on his own team, back with us, back... We don't even know what's
team
going
Enzo
on with him now.
Against
you know,
us
I
again.
Think that that's a character that they've been able to kind of bring in every now and then and just... used him for different reasons and different tricks and to keep the story kind of going and interesting when there's a lull.
Right.
And they need someone. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we haven't seen Enzo in a minute. Let's bring him back over here and cause some trouble.
I forgot how much I missed him.
Me too.
I did too. Yeah, but before we talk about him, guys, we have to talk about that mystery girl from the fight who tossed the steak to Damon in the middle of his first fight and that helped him beat Goliath. No. Samson.
Goliath.
Yeah, I was like, it was like, I was like, so huge. But he was a big guy. And then later on, she finds Damon again and is like, oh, do you like tequila?
And then they
I saved your life. And then they hooked
Okay, there has to be some kind of reason that she was thrown into this because.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like she's going to keep him distracted or something. I don't know what it is, but the way, because you know when she first kissed him and then he kind of just pulled away, but then he was like, oh, okay, I think I'm into it for some, I don't know.
I thought he was trying to picture Elena's.
Yeah. I think
like,
so
trying
too.
To be like,
that's
ooh,
what I'm
let
saying.
Me squint
Should
and get
I
super
do
drunk.
This?
Yeah.
And maybe I can see her.
Well, see, so my big question is this too soon for him to be hooking up with a girl, or is this exactly what Elena wanted and told him to do, so it's okay?
Elena did tell him, and he thinks Elena's gone forever, and he's just losing it. But I just was kind of... I didn't like watching it. Either.
Someone said something really smart. Nessie Mercer, maybe she works for Raina, the mystery girl.
I think she works for Raina, too. Or I think that she's with Enzo, since when we talk about Raina, she's been locked up in this hospital for a while. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe Enzo sent her... over there while he was over getting the other piece of his puzzle.
He's like, just have sex with my friend for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
And just take
care
of him.
Try to figure out if you can find out some clues.
And then bring him back to me and we'll be fine.
Because I did hear that Enzo is in the, I don't know when we're going to find out, but in upcoming episodes, he is kind of a part of some other group association that we don't know if they're good or bad or what, but, you know, Matt did have him kind of taken away. And
but when? Because, I mean, how many years was he locked up in, like, this?
Well, no, like, he's now is going to be grouping himself with some outsiders that we don't know. So we don't know what their plan is.
I think he's a part of this whole vampire hunter situation.
That's what I think too.
And I kind of, I don't know why he's working for them. Maybe he's sparing his own life if he can find the huntress for these vampire killers that want to kill all vampires. And so they want to work for the huntress, but the huntress is obviously, she needs a little help right now because of her condition and where she is. So, you know, they're using Enzo to get that for them to kill the vampires, but Enzo's going to get freedom.
That's how, with Matt, same thing with Matt, when we saw that in the flash forwards.
Yeah. So this hunt for Reyna, we have Nora, Valerie, they all got warnings. We have Nora, Mary Louise, and Bonnie all going on a road trip.
Yeah.
To Cincinnati. I don't know why I said it like
when
that.
When I saw Mary Lou come back, I was just not happy to see her.
Yeah. It wasn't a very pleasant time, but you know,
I loved them throwing it in her face. I think Bonnie knew she was being used as that, and she kind of let it happen. And eventually, she said something. But I liked that Nora was using Bonnie to do that to her because Mary Louise needs to get it together.
She definitely does.
Well, what has she been doing? And I don't understand. Has she been with Julian?
I think so.
I think she's
been in Mystic Falls, right?
She's probably been just in the house moping because she made a mistake and chose the wrong person and lost the love of her life.
I don't think she lost her, though.
I think there's always...
I'm really hoping this is going to change her or something. We can see some changes in Nora already, but I'm hoping that Nora just doesn't fall back for, you know, the evil Mary Lou, or can somehow change her.
Well, Nora judgmental kinda... Mary Lou.
Yeah.
She's very judgmental. Because she's like, ew, when did you start eating this processed garbage? Yeah. It's like,
I wanted to take a bite.
You.
It looked great.
Yeah, I was like, screw you. She's like a size two.
Yeah.
Or zero. Like,
but Nora makes fast decisions and not very logical decisions, too. She flips sides so fast. So that's what I think is, I like Nora because I like her redeeming qualities, and I kind of like that she's, you know, she'll stand up for whatever she's believing in, but I don't think she thinks about what she's believing in, and it makes me a little scared of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very impulsive, but I think what's just interesting is the reason that, one of the many reasons that her and Mary Louise didn't work out was because Mary Louise couldn't adapt to the modern world, and she just is fighting it every second, like fast food, having fun, doing anything. And I hope that maybe we can, like, get to see her start embracing it more, and then that'll help her change.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I want to see her changing because she just needs to adapt if she wants to be with Nora. But like Katie was saying with Nora, I feel like Nora is the girl who Colts would go after because she's so easily influenced and swayed either way, and you could definitely manipulate her a little bit. But, so when we get to the hospital and Mary Louise is the only person who's like, we need to kill this old lady right now. Who wants to do it? Let's do it. And Bonnie and Nora are both kind of like, no, that's clearly not her. Mm-hmm. Let's go find someone else. I was kind of like, yeah, Mary Louise, you're crazy.
That's what I thought.
And then
too,
she turned out to be right. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm being too gullible, like Nora and Bonnie.
I was kind of skeptical, even though she was playing this like old grandma. I'm like, something's happening here.
I'm still confused about that whole
situation. Don't understand
situation.
It at
I felt
all.
Like her face still looked like the actress.
Right?
That's why I think maybe why I was skeptical, because it still looked a little bit like
me
her.
Me too. Why couldn't
they use prosthetics?
I think that was her, yeah.
I think it was computer stuff, actually. I saw some computer stuff going on, especially at the end, too. But even in the hospital, I was like, her face kind of looks like it's like moving. Like, like the effects of some sort. I don't know.
Oh, I got to go back and look at that, because I didn't even pick up on it. I was just like, oh, old crazy lady is here. But I was suspicious of the cookie because she kept mentioning it. I was like, is the cookie what's going to give her the power to come back to being young? And that's, she needs the sugar or something?
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't think, even this, if it wasn't Raina, I was like, you can't give her a cookie. There's a reason why she can't have a cookie.
That's and why she's tied up.
There's a reason why she's like, only being served liquid food right now.
Don't give her the damn cookie.
Rules are meant to be broken. But Bonnie does have a little talk with her, figures out that she is Raina, and turns out Raina got a little careless, and because she was so hell-bent on getting her targets, she staked a checkout girl, and that's how she kind of ended up here, I guess, and has been aging. So,
wait, didn't they talk about her, though, before that, when Nora was filling in Bonnie about who she is, that she kind of has a life that she can live forever?
Yeah, because she was the shaman's
into what she is. Immortal. So how does she how does she age?
Okay, so I have some thoughts. Right, yeah. I think that it might have to do with the fact that she has to use what she has, or she stays, or she starts to age.
She's been locked up for a while, right?
Like if she's been locked up in here for a while, then I think that would start to age her.
Her power, yeah.
And her power is not being used. Mm-hmm. And when you're using it and you're on the prowl, like, it makes you young again.
So every kill keeps you you're not moving up a year.
Maybe that's what I
just don't understand when they kill her and then she just turns into flames and comes back young.
Some kind of a spell maybe.
Someone in the chat earlier, I don't know where I saw it, but I saw something along the lines of she was burned and then she rose younger, like from the phoenix.
Like, I was just going to say, like phoenix ashes.
Like the phoenix ashes, okay. Which always reminds me of Harry Potter. Yeah. So
yeah. I'm picturing that right now.
Yeah, so I think it kind of ties into that. Maybe she starts at this age, ages, and then has to die to restart her life again like a phoenix, hence the phoenix stone.
Yep.
All coming together.
Oh my gosh, that's what it is.
Okay, guys, I have a question. A lot of people in the chat are saying the same thing, that she is a phoenix herself. What does that mean? I don't understand.
The
that.
Bird is the phoenix. So when it is born, it lives its life, it gets old, it dies, it bursts in flames. From the ashes, it rises again and starts its life cycle all over.
Oh, so you think that? Do you guys think that Raina like will live a full life and then die over and over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She but not starting from, like, infancy.
Starting
but, like,
from when it happens.
Starting from when it happened.
Yeah. When she's hot.
Yeah.
When it happened. When they put the spell on her, that whatever age she was, that's when she starts over again.
Okay, Nicholas Kelly said that he's the one who said it, and that's why I saw it. I just saw it in the corner of my eyes, and I thought it was a good little idea, and I think it's right.
I think it's right. True. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. So Raina is a phoenix. Harry Potter, yay. but Enzo comes back in. Enzo comes out of nowhere, exciting. And Bonnie's like, saves Bonnie's life. Like, oh, where'd you come from? Oh my gosh. Hey.
What did he call her? He was like, love.
I really like whatever is going on between the two of them.
I love it so much. When I saw him, I just, my eyes,
me
and
too.
My heart and my smile. I love him so much.
I want more chemistry between them. But then I'm like, if he's working for these vampire hunters or Raina or whatever he's doing right now, how is he going to be back with Bonnie in the future?
Well, I want to point something out interesting is that when we saw them, right, she's in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
And he's saving her from there.
Mm-hmm, and I think it's the same place. I'm going to assume it's the same mental hospital for whatever reason.
Oh my God. That just clicked in my head, too.
It's one of the only flash words I really remember.
I wonder why she's in
there. Who did she lose? The mistake she made. Who did she lose?
Maybe.
I've seen some people predict that it was Nora. Like, who was it?
I don't know, but
I don't know. It's the only thing I like that's going on right now in the show. It's the only thing I'm like, I'm 100% totally into this, love this idea, keep on moving forward with it.
Yeah, I like it, but I still can't trust him because he sends Bonnie out to go get some magic so that they can, you know, get rid of his body and get a cloaking spell going on. She comes back and the body's gone, Enzo's gone, the blood's still on the wall. You couldn't clean up the blood, Enzo?
Yeah. This is what I had a problem with, though, is that they just were like, oh, he's up to something, and then, all right, we're going home, she's dead. Bye. Like, if he's up to something, don't you want to find out what it is, regardless if you think you saw her die or not?
Yeah, might have wanted to do a tracking spell to find Enzo to figure out what is happening.
And if she's aging, wouldn't the heretics who supposedly she's been hunting them in the past, maybe they haven't seen her face to face. They haven't come, like,
wouldn't they
I guess
have
they
known?
Haven't, you know, but yeah. Wouldn't they be like, why is she aging? What is happening with that? If that's actually her, you know, well, 300 years ago, uh-huh. she was chasing us. We don't know what she looked like, but she obviously
yeah,
can't
how
do
did
anything
she
right
not
now.
Know what she looked like if she was chasing you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird to me that they just didn't question what was happening with her. They're like, all right, she's dead, but we don't know what he did with her.
Yeah, that was weird. But when she comes back from the ashes, we have to mention this because I see it in the chat role being discussed, how much Raina as a young 20-something looks just like Elena.
Elena.
Yeah.
And when she popped her head up there, I was like, did they... Part of me believes that they did it on purpose because of Damon's line that we saw for next week's episode where he said, you look like my girlfriend and a couple doppelgangers is like what he says. And I was like, okay, at least they're acknowledging it. So maybe it was done on purpose. But for me, it doesn't do anything to help us forget about Nina Dobrev being on the show.
Yeah, I know.
It just brings it back of, oh, now you found her doppelganger and you're going to bring her on the show to... replace her or what's going on?
I thought that when I first saw this actress, when I saw the news about her coming in the 12th episode, they showed a picture of her and I'm like, oh, she kind of resembles her a little bit.
I read a lot of stuff about it being kind of on purpose that she resembles her. I mean, the only thing I can think of, they're not stupid.
Yeah.
So they did it on purpose and maybe they're trying to have us understand a new relationship that Damon or attraction that he's going to have.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe because she looks like her, it's going to pull him in more, you know? But
or pull him away from Elena in the future.
Well, I mean, obviously the other female is already doing that,
she got in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting in places, Matt and Penny are over here. Penny has snuck into Mystic Falls. What did you guys think of Dirty Minds?
Wait, we were right.
No.
I think, well, obviously it's going somewhere because she was all flirty with him, remember?
She was definitely
that's going to be the girlfriend.
She's like, oh my gosh, so you confiscated the stuff from a zombie apocalypse survivalist?
Brought up his, she's like, your Match.com account is going
she's
off.
Weird.
I'm like, you know what? Don't admit ever about being on Match. It's totally fine, but like, don't say you looked at his phone. It's like she captured him to, like, have a mini date.
Yeah, it's like, if you
she's
see
like,
that,
hasn't
be
had
like...
a date in a while.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you can acknowledge that his phone has been going off of Match.com alerts, but don't be like, yeah, mine has no one. Yeah.
I know. What? I knew she was following him in Mystic Falls, and I think... I'm not sure how I feel about her yet, but I think what they're going to do is make us kind of grow to love her and love her and Matt, because we've seen Matt all the time. Like, he should have a love, too, you know? So I think they're going to make that into something we eventually love, regardless if we're like, why are you attacking our vampires right now? But I think their relationship might be something that we like.
Yeah. I actually don't have a problem with her at this point. I just love kind of making fun of her little flirtatious ways with Matt.
My favorite part was when she said, Penny, for your thoughts, don't even think about saying it. But I was like, that's funny, though. I would like to hear him say that, but she probably heard it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But
she's like, don't be that guy. But
that's
funny. Yeah, she sees the vampires. She learns about them because Matt explains what's going on in Mystic Falls. She's kind of like, mind blown. I don't know what's happening. So she's kind of letting the information absorb right now. And I think that's a good place to kind of leave it at. Because we see our flash forward for this episode. And Stefan finally makes his way to the studio where Caroline used to be captive. And Matt pops out of nowhere, and Stefan, thinking Matt is his friend, clearly Stefan does not know that Matt is working with the Huntress. He's like, oh, what are you doing here? They're having a conversation. Matt vervains him, knocks him out, and then tells Raina, hey, it's done. I get to go now, right?
And I don't want to hear from you again.
You know what? I love Matt, and I think we've all been like, why is he going after Stefan? Why is he... And then we're trying to justify it with he's tired of the vampires and all this stuff going on, which I think he still is, but these are always going to be his friends, and I don't think he wanted to do that to Stefan, but I think he's been through so much, and he says, I lost my girlfriend, and I think he lost his girlfriend. I think Raina killed his girlfriend is what I think happened. I don't necessarily think it was a vampire that did it. I think she's like, I just killed her, and I'm going to do something else.
Well, maybe she has her captive.
No, she's dead.
She thinks she's 100. Oh,
because
that's right,
he says that he's like, my girlfriend's dead. When he tells Caroline, when she's like, my girlfriend's dead, blah, blah, blah. Like,
because he didn't get Stefan earlier. So now he has to get Stefan or things are going to keep happening. she's going to kill him next.
Well,
or
and
something.
That's annoying. Yeah. Now they're going to try to get us to like this character, and now she knows she's going to be dead if she's the girlfriend.
It's like all the relationships that are happening right now. We know that they're going to be dead 3 years from now, so why do we care?
I feel for Matt, though. Like you're saying, I feel for him. He's been through so much. But at the same time, I'm hoping that after he's not in Reyna's control, that he teams up with his friends and he tries to save, you know.
Tries to get even.
I still just want... I want a whole episode based on 3 years from now.
We need
I don't care about what's happening right now in Mystic Falls. All I care about is what's happening 3 years from now in whatever city they're in that I forget right now.
And how are we going to kill Reyna? Because every time she dies, she wakes up again.
Exactly.
There has to be something.
There has to be a catch. Before we get into predictions, I want to tell everyone a couple of facts that I read from Julie's blog this week. The big fight scene, which she also said, you know, we usually stay away from those on Vampire Diaries. That is an originals type of thing. So they brought in a great stunt coordinator. They had a professional world champion, some sort of UFC boxer guy whose name I forgot to write down. But she was just going through the process of what it's like to plan one of these out and how much detail goes into it and how for every stunt double they have to have exact replica of the clothing and every tear, every blood splatter so that everyone looks the same and how many times they run through it where the actors have to do some parts and then the stunt doubles come in and it was just a lot. And so if you have time, go check out Entertainment Weekly's blog because she goes into great detail about this whole fight scene. She says, oh, here, I did write down his name. They had 10 stunt players for that sequence, including world champion kickboxer Jean-Claude Leyer from France.
Good job,
Jean-Claude. Thanks. I don't think that was right, but we're going to go with it. And then the other fun fact is that even though he had a stunt double, Ian Somerhalder ended up performing 90% of that sequence himself.
A little daredevil.
Such a daredevil. A lot of times the actors want to do them, you know?
And it's usually the studio that stops them because they can't get hurt. And, you know, especially with him being a lead on the show. But I think because of the fight sequence and you needed to see him from the angles, that's why he had to do a lot of it himself. So that's that. Let's talk about predictions quickly. Who wants to start? We've kind of thrown out a bunch of predictions throughout the show already, so I think anyone have anything to add?
No, I just think that they're going to find out Elena's not dead.
Yeah, I really hope so because, well, yeah, she's not dead. We know that.
I think we're going to get the babies soon because we need to get them, pull them out of there, even if they're like a little bit 3 weeks early or something. We need to get them out.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope that someone comes to Caroline soon and it's not the nurse because imagine being the nurse who walks in and sees like a pregnant lady completely like desiccated laying on the bed who was alive an hour ago.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to be compelled or something.
Oh, yeah, this they're nurse. Definitely going to have to compel her.
I don't have a prediction, but I do want to see what is happening with Caroline and Alaric. Like, I just want to see how the relationship's going to form. You know, obviously she ends up with him, but I just want to see how it starts to form.
Me too.
It's driving me a little crazy right now.
All right. Well, you guys let us know what you think at home. Let us know your predictions and where can the good people, find you guys this week.
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. And Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram, Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back next week with another fun and exciting episode of The Vampire Diaries.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.